Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, July the 13th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's now move on to the synopsis of today's show. I'm going to start by talking about the effects of the Trump administration, which frankly did not rise like Venus on a half shell from the sea. Donald Trump is the result of a long process of political, cultural, and social decay. He is a product of a failed democracy. So I'm going to discuss that in a little detail today. Then I am going to talk about the state of New Jersey, which has lost a whopping 2 million residents between 2005 and 2014, earning a combined $18 billion in net adjusted gross income, i.e. income that would have been taxed by the state. They've all moved out, so I will talk about a cautionary tale from that point of view. A lot of the confusion and anger exhibited by the political class, which is still in shock over Hillary Clinton's defeat, is due to their inability to accept the pace and character of change. More than a year later, these people still don't know what hit them, so they've had to invent a conspiracy theory involving Vladimir Putin, Julian Assange, and presumably Trump himself to steal the election from the one who was entitled to win, even if she didn't. So a few newer ideas that I've had on that score I shall expound today. We are in the midst of the worst retail apocalypse in American history, and I'm not exaggerating. This is terminal, ladies and gentlemen, and it seems to be getting worse with each passing month. So I thought a short investigation into that aspect of the economy was long overdue, and I shall rectify the situation today. On March the 29th, 1879, and by the way, this is a piece that was supposed to go in on Friday, but we didn't have time for it, so I announced it as being a part of Friday's show. It'll actually be a part of today's show, It'll definitely go in today. But on March the 29th, 1879, a widely circulated newspaper called the American Register published a scathing editorial stating that, quote unquote, "It is doubtful if electricity will ever be widely used because it was too expensive to generate." Well, this is, as you probably have guessed by now, a piece on the pace of change, which makes predictions, frankly, impossible. So I will get to that without fail today. The combination of offshoring and Federal Reserve policy has left us a situation in which every aspect of the economy is indebted. Consumers, government at all levels, and businesses. This is really important, and I've touched on aspects of this before, but I'm going to give it a little bit more time today. And to finish the show, I have one small observation to make about the recent increase, dramatic increase in the suicide epidemic. So just a few words there. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. You may feel free to select any 3 shows, but I highly recommend that of June the 29th, which is the mid-year assessment of what's going on. The other shows are actually to be found in the archives accompanying the Podbean broadcast that you're listening to right now. So select a couple more, let me know, and if you want the June the 29th, that will be your 3rd show, and I will be glad to let you have it. So I will just finish with my details. My email is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall, all one word. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Now, the difference between my Facebook and Twitter accounts is that Twitter receives the one-liner pithy comments that fit into the Twitter system, and Facebook contains material which is not really suitable for the show here, but is nevertheless important for you to know. So I put that in, and of course, needless to say, the Facebook and Twitter accounts are free for everyone. So there's a lot of material, and in addition to the shows for the paying donors, I send out a fair amount of emails during the week and at the weekend, which I think are of importance. And with that, of course, you get free access to myself and to whatever advice I can extend to you. So hopefully there's enough there to be going on with, and all that, if you feel like donating to the show, I would be very, very happy to receive your interest. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will call it a day, and I will be back on Monday, as always. So until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye.